Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. It is our constant prayer and desire each and every day on this broadcast time that you would join in. It would be informative, inspirational, challenging, and would develop a deeper foundation on those things that we need to take a stand for in the day and hour in which we're living in. Let me remind you that this broadcast each day is open line, desiring you to call, ask your questions, join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day on the issue. Today we're asking the question, do we need a ministry of truth? A ministry of truth. That's a dystopian novel term from George Orwell in his book on 1984. He called it the ministry of truth. Of course, this administration, the Sleepy Joe Biden cabal, they're calling it the Disinformation Commission, where they have formed a disinformation board where they can filter everything that we say, everything that we text, every call that we make, every email, every Twitter, every Instagram, everything that is done. We'll be able to follow that, sift that, and determine if it's truth. And if it's not truth from their perspective, it will be canceled. That's where we are. That's where we've devolved to. And that's what's taking place in this administration. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on it. Do you believe that we need a board of disinformation that will determine whether it's true or false, those things that we say, those calls that we make, et cetera, et cetera? That's where we're going. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We look forward to having your dialogue and discussion. We're going to have a brief monologue, and then the lines are open to accept your calls and entertain your questions or comments in relationship to it. Perhaps you've read about it. Perhaps you've not. Very little has been said on MSNBC and the Communist Network News and the other major Marxist media outlets. It's an impossibility to know what's happening if all of this truth is shut out. And we're watching that today. And may I simply hasten to say, as the little parenthetical footnote to that statement, that we're being prepared as a society, we're being prepared as a nation to go into the fall election so that there can be zip, zero, no communication about the truth of what is taking place. We see that. We're on the cusp of it, and it will be in full-fledged shutdown mode by the fall term when we have our election season. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall know the truth shall make you free." And ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to say that based on the authority of the Scripture, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture clarifies that for us. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Now, Nancy Pelosi's truth doesn't. Chuck Schumer's truth doesn't. Joe Biden truth, Joe couldn't spell truth if his life depended on it. I believe those that are the handlers of Joe Biden need to be charged with senior abuse because the man is cognitively depleted. He's not, the lights may be on, but he's not at home most of the time. Doesn't know where he is or where he's going. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that truth is the imperative point that I want us to understand each and every day. It's in John 14:6 that Jesus says, "I am truth." It is the fact, also, that in John 17:17, Scripture says, the Lord Jesus speaking, "Thy word is truth." It's pointing to the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me challenge you with this. From Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation chapter 22, God has progressively revealed himself to man. God has already given us history pre-written. All we need do is study the Word, know the Word, and allow the Word of God to direct our footsteps, be the lamp unto our pathway. And yet, we're in a society today where most listening to my voice and beyond do not really know what's happening in the society in which we're living or why it is taking place. There's a big, big, big picture, and God has given us the last chapter. God has given us the last events. God has already told us in advance what is going to take place. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where truth is not recognized, truth is despised and rejected. It was George Orwell, the secularist. We'll talk about him further in this broadcast today. A lot of impact on what he said. He was a secularist. But George Orwell, in his book 1984, the dystopian novel, written in the late 40s, but projecting what America would be like in 1984. So the title of the book was 1984. He said, "The further a society drifts, the more the drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that precisely true today. Ladies and gentlemen, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Now, this is a precise statement that we need to grasp and understand. He made the statement, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So that explains, ladies and gentlemen, the quagmire that we're in, even as churches and religious organizations today, is because we've gotten away from the centrality of the Word of God, and the Word of God is the only real truth that we have on the face of the globe. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, that's the standard we ought to take today. It ought not to be based on opinion, should not be based on denominational dogma. We ought not to take a stand based on some political ideological bent. Our position ought to be based on the truth of the Word of God. And again, God's Word has already given us a history pre-written as to what's taking place, why it's taking place, and where we're going. Some have asked the question of late, do you believe that what is happening in Ukraine with Russia has any relevance to what is found in the Scripture? Absolutely, unequivocally. Some will ask the question, do you believe that Israel is going to become involved? Absolutely. All you need to do is read the Scripture. Do you believe that somehow, some way, we will have a position in America where there will be total control of Americans? Absolutely. All we need to do is read the Scripture and see what God's Word says about the coming Antichrist and his total dominating control over the whole globe. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of her equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, allowing its employees and all of their families to worship God in the house of God, just as God intended for every child of God to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me invite you to drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does as far as placing you in the employment of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're talking about today a very serious subject. We're going to look at some of the, as I call it, the smatterings of what you see as evidence of where we're going and what is taking place and where we're really going, ladies and gentlemen, as a whole society. We're running headlong toward the day after the rapture of the church when the man of sin, the lawless one, the one that is called the Antichrist, and the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, will step on the scene and he will rule the whole world with an iron fist. He will be able to know where you're going, what you're doing, what you're saying, and who you have communicated with. You'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, or fly, get on a plane. You'll not be able to do anything unless you have the identifier that we're setting up today in the present day society, the identifier that's called a mark in Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. It's called a mark. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the COVID pass that's bringing all of that about. Those are just some of the things that we see leading into the final days after the rapture of the church. But ladies and gentlemen, America is on the very verge today of financial collapse, of collapse financially. We're on the very fast track for global food shortages and international famine. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the experts are telling us now that there will be, hear me, that there will be an international food shortage. There will be an international famine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can disbelieve it if you like. We can reject it if we please. We can look the other way and say it's not happening. But all of the indicators are there. Just recently, I watched a newsreel where some truckers were being interviewed, and they're in a position where they can no longer do trucking. And the main thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that even if we can get the food product, even if we can get the produce and the fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that's needed, and it cannot be transported, then we cannot get it anyway. Growing number of shelves in American stores are getting bare or partially empty. One of the truckers in this interview said that where it had been costing between $300 and $400 to fill his 18-wheeler up with the gasoline, with diesel fuel, that is now about $1,200. That's a pretty good difference. And so the interviewer was asking, well, are you able to absorb that? Can it be passed on with part of the cost to others? And he said, generally speaking, we have to just eat the cost differential because there's a transport figure of trucking an entire load. And if gas goes up in the interim, we have to eat the offset difference. Ladies and gentlemen, the question then was asked him, well, can you continue in trucking? He said, I'll have to park my rig. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of it. Other part of it is what we see taking place in Russia with the battle against Ukraine today. Ukraine, I didn't realize until recently, was the wheat basket, basically, of the world. One writer said it was about 60% of the wheat produced for the world. Another writer said it was 60%. So whether it's 30 or 60%, I don't know, but it's a major mega portion of the wheat that goes around the world. And Russia and Ukraine and that entire part of the world produces the potash and the different chemicals and the fertilizer to make crops grow. And right now, with the planting season at full bore, it is being done with very little, if any, fertilizer. And yet the pundits are saying, well, you can just go back to using cow manure. Ladies and gentlemen, you take several hundred thousand acres of land and you need to fertilize it. You can't do it, even if you've got 1,000 head of cattle, et cetera, et cetera. It's an impossibility. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for global food shortage. And according to the international spokespeople, the famine will be taking place on a global basis. According to those experts, we're now witnessing also the early stages of what I call World War III. World War III. We're watching Russia progressively, aggressively, moment by moment, literally eviscerate the little, if you please, postage stamp. It's larger than a postage stamp, but it's a nation that's called Ukraine, born out of the old USSR and became a free nation. And ladies and gentlemen, Russia is literally scrubbing the nation, the people, and wiping it off the map on the, with the idea that it is a scorched earth theory in the war that's taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, there's already major, major implications today that Israel will be ultimately drawn into that battle, that the NATO nations will be drawn into that battle, that we will see, and as Milley, I believe it was, with the one of the heads in the military Mechanism for America, said that this is going to be an elongated, protracted war. It won't end in just a few weeks, a few months. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason and the rationale behind it is because when you study the Word of God, you realize that we're on the fast track, setting the stage for what I call World War III, which will eventually be seen, as you see it, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. We're seeing the early stages of that. With the potential of a nuclear war, Russia keeps flexing its muscles and recently told the NATO nations that they will be that they will pull out the nuclear weapons and use them if necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is not satisfied with their COVID pass and their COVID lies and their COVID deception about the COVID vaccination, where about 500,000 people have already died, according to Matt Staver, as a result of the COVID shot, with about 1.5 million others, ladies and gentlemen, that have been personally injured permanently, and some will never be able to get off some type of chemical medication to allow them to live for the rest of their lives as a result of the COVID shot. The Bidens, ladies and gentlemen, and his handlers continue to destroy our nation's children in the sexualization of them and the brainwashing of them and the indoctrination of them with the LGBTQ as sodomite agenda. And the southern border, ladies and gentlemen, is wide open. About 3 million, they tell us, will come into America by the end of this year. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching everything that we call America, everything that we consider to be safe and secure in our nation, we're watching it being eviscerated. We're watching it being totally wiped out. I'm looking at one article that says, so what has Biden done right? Here's just a few of his accomplishments. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, the way this writer has worded this. He lifted the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He shut down the Keystone XL, opened the borders, increased bureaucracy, restarted the nuclear negotiations with Iran, with Russia running the show, abandoned Afghanistan, turned $62 billion worth of hardware over to the Taliban, demanded forced vaccinations and forced mask wearing, and declared war on fossil fuel. So that's just a few of the accomplishments of Joe Biden and his administration, ladies and gentlemen. So what we're watching is everything that we would call bad, it's being called good. Everything that ought not to be implemented is being implemented today, ladies and gentlemen, even with the illegals coming in. You realize when an illegal crosses the border, and they are processed, as it's called. They get an envelope that's got $1,500 in it. They sell telephone in it. And they, our tax money paying that, and then the Biden administration will bus them or fly them to any point in America that they want to go. And for the most part, the Biden administration dumping these illegals in the red states to water down the red state vote for November 2022 and for November 2024 to make sure that the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democratic Party remains in full force and control in perpetuity. Yes, America that we have once known, we have known for some 246 years, is about gone. Now you say, well, that's pretty negative. Well, it's factual. Some might say, well, I don't believe that it's gone. That's your opinion. That's fine. But ladies and gentlemen, when you look at all the facts, figures, and the details, that's what we see. But now, ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, that paints a bad, bad picture of where we are, and all of this has happened in the past 2+ years under the Biden administration. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic regime now wants to establish a disinformation agency, a disinformation board. Now, if we're not so serious, it'd be laughable. What is a disinformation board? If you heard that, if you have any knowledge of it, you have an opinion one way or the other, I'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm reading a headline of an article that says, the Communist Network News, better known as CNN, CNN guest appearance goes viral. Notice it says goes viral as he delivers hysterical rant on the need to control unfettered speech. Journalist and author David Zerwick appeared on Sunday's broadcast of reliable sources where he went into panic mode as he delivered frenzied remarks on what he said is the necessity to be able to moderate so-called free speech. During the episode, he addressed, he said, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Mark Elon Musk, Twitter acquisition, which he said is nothing short of very dangerous for the world. This is dangerous, he shouted. You need controls on this. You need regulations. You cannot let these guys go get control of discourse in this country. We're headed to hell in a handbasket, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part and parcel of the problem. Here's Joe Biden that's done everything wrong. Goes back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that there will come a day when right will be wrong and wrong will be right. And that's exactly what we see happening with the entirety of the Biden administration. And now they want to set up a disinformation board to control what is called free speech, which we have a right under our Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. Freedom of speech is the thing that is so dear to America that no other nation has on the face of this globe. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read one other brief article and we'll take our caller. Here's an article that says, will Biden's Orwellian Ministry of Truth monitor U.S. citizens, DHS goes public. This disinformation board is set up by Mayorkas under the Department of Homeland Security. And he says, will Joe Biden's disinformation governance board be monitoring American citizens in some sort of Orwellian style Ministry of Truth, as the forecast was in his novel titled 1984? And the person that's interviewing head of DHS says, it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act and what it will do. The head of DHS says, so what it does, it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, connectivity between threats and active acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties and the right of privacy. And it goes on to talk about this person that he's put in charge of that board. He says is eminently qualified to discern truth from error. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause for a moment. Out of everything that's said, everything that's been communicated, everything that we've talked about as free citizens in America, who is it that has the authority to say what I'm telling you is the truth or false? Who is that has the authority to listen to everything I say, follow everything I do, or you, and then make a determination whether we are truth speakers or whether it's disinformation? What you call disinformation is truth. What we call truth may be considered disinformation to someone else. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please. Tom, are you there?
Do you have that? Yes, hello.
Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. Would you say that if you tamper with the First Amendment, if you tamper with it, you've destroyed it? You can't bend it a little bit or shape it a little bit. It has to be the truth. It has to be what someone has to be able to express their opinion. If you start to hamper that, you no longer have it, do you?
You no longer have it if there's, for example, many, many, many years ago, it was ascertained by the courts that you could not get in an elevator and scream fire. So that in itself is an infringement on free speech. But yet we understand that is a needful thing. But what they're trying to do now, in fact, Joe Biden just recently again stated, as he has a dozen times since his campaign started, since he took the Oval Office by fraud, by the way, for those that are listening may not understand it. He has said there's nothing ironclad about the Bill of Rights. He says there's nothing that guarantees that they cannot be changed, modified, or removed. That's Joe Biden's mindset, and so that's what we see taking place, and there seems to be no one in control that will confront it and change it and modulate where we're going with that. So any infringement on our Bill of Rights is an infringement on all of them. If we have a First Amendment that says we have freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, and if there's a modification of it. And that's exactly what happened, Tom, during the course of the apex of the COVID lockdown mandates, where they were infringing on the freedom of religion by mandating that churches lock down because of the fright that they generated It's governmental-generated fright and panic that brought about then the excuse for locking down the churches. So that was an infringement on our Bill of Rights, in particular, the First Amendment. So you're exactly right. Any infringement on it nullifies the freedom. It destroys the freedom. In fact, in the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment says, and it's not to be infringed upon. But yet, piece by piece by piece, the federal government and the state's governments interfering with the Second Amendment, they have gotten it so watered down now, you've got to make sure that you've got a lock on the trigger. You've got to make sure the ammo is in a different room or a different place from where the weapon is held, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all infringements. And yet we find that taking place incrementally on all of our Bill of Rights. So you're exactly right, Tom.
Yes. Our only hope is Christ, Christ risen. That's the only hope.
Absolutely. Just as the old song, our hope is nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And that's the only hope that we have today. And I tell anybody anytime, if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't want to get up of a morning. If I believe the only thing I had to hope in and depend upon was the federal government, or the state government, or the local government, we would be absolutely miserable and hopeless as a people. So, Tom, you're exactly right, brother. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, how you doing today, Dr. Youngblood?
Great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I do believe this department, this formation of this bureaucracy is a clear violation. I also want to point out one other thing there that this seems to be very effective at. Mayorkas released this during a congressional hearing while he was being questioned about the southern border there, and they were coming down on him pretty hard and asking him basically tough questions that said, you know, how are you going to guarantee control? And then he dropped it then. I think that the whack job they put in there, if you look at her, she's the one that was screaming the loudest on Twitter that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian misinformation. So she's been wrong on everything she stated. And I do believe that this was released in a convenient method to make people look, go, hey, a squirrel, you know, look elsewhere.
Yep. Jim, you're exactly right. And the one that my caucus has placed in charge of that is what I would call a whack job without any question whatsoever. She has focused on disinformation for everything that she's done, and now she's supposed to be in charge of what is truth and what is error, what is information that should be viewed as accurate. And most of all, as our previous caller just said, it's an infringement on our First Amendment right, the freedom of speech. I'm looking at an article here that says, Biden's new truth czar talks a lot about disinformation laundering, and she is committing the very same sin that she's supposed to be controlling now. So, Jim, it's like putting the wolf in charge of the hen house, as my mother used to call it. It is a three-ring circus in Washington.
Three-ring?
Yes.
Who's the carnival barker, and who's the dog and pony?
I think it all goes back to the Oval Office, to say frankly.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the trumpet.
I am ready. In fact, I tell people to stop looking for the signs and listen for the sound, because soon the trumpet's going to sound and we're going to be out of here.
Yes,
Jim,
sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your call, for your input. God bless you. Have a wonderful
day. God bless
you
too, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, do we need a minister of truth? Do we need a disinformation board that the head of the DHS now says that we have? And he's put a wacky woman in charge of that disinformation board. And she is the one that spread more disinformation since 2016 than any single person that you can talk about. But she's the one that's going to be in charge of determining whether or not what you say and what I say, whether or not it is truth or whether it is error. We're on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen, for watching a major, major disintegration of our freedom of speech. And listen very carefully. All of this is coming about, and it is being fast-tracked to control what's said by you and me on any methodology before the election in November of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.